This would be our unofficial kickoff to Vacation Bible School. And with that being said, we're going to ask you today, dear friends, to take your Bibles and turn with us to the book of Psalms. Turn with us, if you will, to Psalms chapter 34. Psalms 34. Our message is entitled today, Magnify. In the book of Psalms, in chapter 34, Lord willing, today we want to be able to look at the passages of Scripture that begins in verse 1, and we will read down through verse number 4. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. Oh, dear friends, when the Holy Spirit guided us to this passage of Scripture, he began to remind me of the theme in Vacation Bible School this year in 2025. The theme is to magnify. And the thought is this today, that we're to magnify the Lord in our lives. When you look here at Psalms 34, you will find here that this Scripture was written by a man named David. King David penned this Psalms many, many years ago, and the Lord blessed him and helped him and lifted him up in a time of desperation and despair. Oh, dear friend, though this Scripture was written centuries ago, it's still vital in our lives today. For the Lord God Almighty, that loves us and cares for us, has a desire for us to be lifted up so that we can magnify him in the world that's full of sin and decay. When you look very closely at Psalms 34, you will find there that David is reflecting on a time when he was in a terrible state. Saul was pursuing him, and he was fleeing with all that he had, and he found himself in a place called Gath. He was at a place that brought much fear to his life. For the Bible teaches us in 1 Samuel 21 that David was there in the presence of King Abimelech, and David had great trouble in his heart, and he needed desperately to be delivered. And you know something, dear friends? The Lord knew his heart. The Lord knew the needs in his life, and the Lord God Almighty blessed him and brought him to a place of safety. I tell you today, the Lord delivered David, and praise be his name, he will deliver you. I believe, dear friends, that when David was inspired to write Psalms 34, that David's heart was full of thanksgiving and thankful and was full of praise. You say, why was that, Brother Lynn? Because the Lord blessed him and helped him. And he ain't a person that's within the sound of our voice today that the Lord has not lifted up, has not helped, and has not enabled one to be free from the hardships that comes in our lives. I tell you today, friends, it's God's desire that we magnify, that we praise him, and give glory to his name. That's what David was doing in Psalms 34. He was bringing glory to the name of God. Listen once again at verse 1. The Bible says, I will bless the Lord at all times. That doesn't mean sometimes. That means all the time. Dear friends, our heart is to be stirred and to be moved each and every day of our lives. You say, why is that so important, brother? Because the Lord has not only blessed us, but He's delivered us, and He's helped us, and He's enabled us to rise above the pitfalls of life that seem to plague us and hinder us. When David was singing the praises of his Lord, he was reflecting on the days and times in his life when the hardships seemed to abound in the company of Abimelech. There, fleeing from Saul, and all these times that he reflected, he's seen the goodness, the greatness, and the power of God. Let us look at our lives today to see clearly how that the Lord has blessed us and helped us to thrive in a world that's in disarray. Oh, dear friends, how will we all can shout and sing the praises of an almighty God. David is saying, I will bless the Lord all times. His praise shall be continually in my mouth. I tell you, dear friends, we have something to praise God for, just not some of the time, but praise God all of the time. Each and every day that we wake up, we open our eyes, we put our feet on the floor, I tell you, that's reason to praise His glorious name. Oh, I tell you, if you follow me now and again, you will come across people who don't have a much in way of health. They are finding themselves in much hardship. And I tell you today, if God has blessed you, if He's helped you, and He's lifted you up, I tell you today, praise His glorious name. He's worthy to be praised. I thank Him. I thank Him for the strength and the health that we have. I thank Him for blessing us with the time to be able to gather. I thank Him how that He's delivered me from the quicksands and the quagmire of life. I'm thankful today that the Lord who loves me blesses me. He helps me and enables me to praise His holy name. David was praising the Lord because he knew in his heart that if it hadn't been for the God that loved him, cared for him, he would still be in that fix. I tell you today, friends, I pray that Vacation Bible School can hammer home in the heart of those among us that we serve a mighty God, a glorious God, a beautiful God that's willing to not only help, but to bless each and every day of our lives. David was seeing that. David was reflecting upon that. And notice here what David said in verse 2. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, what David was saying this. Praise God with me. Let those around you hear. Let God be magnified in your life and in your heart and in your praise and in your worship. I tell you today, friends, if you look up the word magnify in the Hebrew, it means to boast. It means to proclaim. It means to make large. David was not striving to make God bigger. What David was striving to do was to make David bigger. David's message bigger. David's witness bigger. Everything about David bigger so that the world could see the Lord in his life. Oh, dear friends, it's God's desire that we magnify, that we edify, that we lift up and bring glory to His name. If the world don't hear from us, where are they going to hear it? The Bible teaches us that we're to shout it from the rooftops. I have something to shout about. I do. We serve a big God. We serve a big God. We serve a mighty God. And I thought about David so much that when he was in the company of Achish, the king, Abimelech, and Gath, the Bible says that he changed his behavior. He became like a crazy man. The king kicked him out. Oh, aren't you thankful today that God makes a way? Because we know, dear friends, that the Lord is the way. You go back in your Bible study and you look at 1 Samuel 21. You read that entire chapter and you will see how that the hand of God was working and moving of David, and then you look at your life and you can see clearly how that God is working diligently in your life each and every day. God may lead you to do unorthodox things. God may place you in a place that world will look very odd at you. But I tell you, wherever you are, wherever you may go, whatever situation you may find yourself in, that is opportunity to praise the Lord. Magnify. To magnify. The central verse from Vacation Bible School this year comes to us out of Psalms 34, and listen to this verse, verse number 3. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Notice here what he said. He said, oh, magnify the Lord with me. He said, all of us, let us come together in spirit and in truth. Let us be in one mind and one accord to glorify God. And let the world around us see and realize that we serve a God whose love and compassion fails not. Let us, not just me, but let us magnify. Oh, dear friends, it takes all of us to do the commission. It takes all of us to do the will of God. Today, and we have a church family, that we have a unity about us, that we can come together and glorify and praise and bring honor to the name of the Lord. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad? We have the two most wonderful Vacation Bible School directors this side of heaven. I thank God for Brother Bob and Sister Paula Guthrie. I truly do. I come up here during a week, and I rarely ever come up here that I don't see one of them. The dedication and the work, it's hard. I've been back in the back working on a whale this week. I've been studying about what a whale looks like 2,000 years ago in Samaria. And I tell you what, I about thought last night, about 8 o'clock, that whale's going to whoop me. I still ain't got it done. But I thank God for the opportunity. Whew. And I praise Him for a tape gun. I do. I thank the Lord for a tape gun. I thank Him for the resources. I thank Him for the opportunity. And I magnify my Lord. Let us magnify and praise and bring honor and glory to His name. Let us all. That's what David is declaring. He said, let us exalt, let us lift up the name of the Lord. Notice here what he said. Verse number 4, he says, I sought the Lord, and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Have you ever been fearful? Have you ever been weary? Have you ever been depressed? Have you ever been down and out? Have you ever been distraught and in pain and sorrow? And you cry out to the Lord to help you. I tell you, friend, He is faithful to help. That's why we say this time and time again in Psalms 121, verses 1 and 2, I will lift my eyes unto the hills. From which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. Oh, praise His glorious and holy name. David was rejoicing. He was rejoicing. He was rejoicing because he had something to rejoice about. I tell you today, friend, we all have something to rejoice about. I tell you, by the love of the Lord, I shunned hell and I gained heaven. Oh, praise His holy name. When I think about the goodness of God, when I think about the compassion of God, that humbles me. You know why? Because I'm unworthy. And I got news for you, I'll leave you unworthy too. But because of His grace, because of His love, and because of His mercy, praise His name, we can magnify Him today. We can magnify Him. I tell you, this is not show and tell. But I got a magnifying glass. Probably don't see very many of these. I use it. My daddy gave me an old Strong's Concordance that he had when he was a young deacon up here at Beech Grove, probably 40, 45, 50 years ago. I love that book, and I use that book in my study. Now, Angie got me a new Strong's Concordance that I got in my study back here. I use it too, use it today, as a matter of fact. But the one that my dad gave me, it's old. It's old, the pages is yellowed. It's old. And I use it at home, and the ink and the writing is real small, kind of hard to read. I get it in the best light that I possibly can, and I still sometimes struggle, Donnie. But I take this magnifying glass and I start scanning over those numbers in the Strong's Concordance. I began to look and begin to dissect those verses. And I tell you, my heart is blessed. Dear friends, I want you to understand something. That ink didn't get any bigger. Those words didn't change. But because God blessed me with this magnifying glass, that image began to enlarge. I tell you today, you can't make God any bigger. He's the Lord of lords and the King of kings. But the image of God Almighty can be large and glorious in the eyes of the world. That's what David meant when he said, let us magnify the Lord. We all have a spiritual fine glass, and the Lord blesses us to be able to use them, and He blesses us to enable the Lord to manifest Himself in our lives that we can bring glory to His name. I don't want people just to see the Lord in my life. I want them to see the Lord in my life greatly. I want Lynn to magnify God. I want Lynn to magnify God. When I see you and you see me, we're brothers and sisters in Christ, but we want to be able to see the Lord in our lives today. You say, how can I make that possible? In the day in which it is that I live, when all the trials and the pitfalls and the stresses of life abound upon me, listen to what Paul said. Paul was a man who God blessed. He was a man who God lifted up. He was a man who God enriched. Paul was humbled. And Paul exalted God. And he prayed that the Lord would be greatly seen in his life. In the book of Romans, in Romans chapter 1 and verses 16 and 17, Paul would write, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." A direct quote from the Old Testament prophet Habakkuk. You see, dear friends, what Paul is declaring, he is praising God. He is saying to the world that's around him, "I'm not ashamed, and I pray that the Lord is being magnified in my life so he can be praised and magnified in your life, whether it be Jew or Greek." So I pray this coming week that young and old alike will see God magnified in our lives. Let us magnify. Let us praise. Let us have that spirit of thanksgiving before those that God will bless in our company this week. That's my prayer. That is my prayer. We'll be studying about Jesus and the little children. We'll be studying about Nicodemus. We'll be studying about Jesus making peace in the midst of a storm. We'll be looking at a lot of different topics and subjects this coming week. But all the while, we want all to be able to see the Lord in us. Mightily, greatly magnified. So my prayer is today, dear friends, that God had been magnified today through us. I pray today that the Lord has been magnified through song, through testimony, through word today, so that you can see that the Lord who loves, the Lord who cares, the Lord whose compassion fails not, is willing to bless, to help, to save, to make things right in each life that looks down. You may be here today and you may not have ever accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Today is the day. You may be here today and you may have fallen by the wayside and you may be what we call backslidden upon the Lord. Well, today you can look to God and He can take you and make the crooked straight. You may be here in a state of depression. You may be here in a state of despair. But I tell you, you can come to the throne of grace and allow God to worship, to allow God to help, to allow God to nurture, to allow God to lift you up, and to praise your glorious name. You see, I've came to the altar with a heavy heart. And I've came with things that's been heavy upon me. And it was just a few weeks ago, I come up here early one morning just to pray. And I got out, fortunately, one morning, and I came up here just to pray. Now listen, I poured my heart out to God. Now, when I said amen and I departed here, you know something? Those woes I still had. But He gave me what I need to endure with them. You see, what the Holy Spirit reminds me of, Miss Rachel, what the Holy Spirit reminds me of, Miss Kathy, I don't go it alone. He's with me. He's with me. With the problems and the worries and the woes that I have in my life, I don't care it all on me. Praise be to God, He's got broad shoulders. He goes with me. Sees me through. Sees me through. You say, "Well, Brother Lynn, you're a preacher. You should know that." Oh, I did know that. But sometimes I just got to be reminded of it. Sometimes you just got to be reminded of it. And I believe that when the Lord reminds me and the Lord reminds you, it puts a spring in her step. It puts joy in her heart and puts a smile on her face. And when we leave and we go out in this old hellish world, people will see God magnified in our lives. Have you ever heard that term, a renewed spirit? You've heard how that God not just moves you, but God compels you. Listen, you look to Him as David did. You put your faith and your trust as David did. You praise and give Him honor and glory. Listen, He will bless you. He will bless you. You say, "Well, Brother Lynn, I got a lot of problems." Hey, listen, there's nothing too big for Him. He'll go with you. He'll see you through.
Praise God, he's seen David through. David got away from the king of Gath. He still had Saul pursuing him, but the Lord delivered him. Listen, God will deliver you. You say, well, I don't have. Well, the Bible teaches us that we have not because we ask not. Let us come to the Lord with a humble heart and a desire to praise Him and to give Him glory. Let's stand to our feet. As we ask those that comes to play the music to come, if you're here with us today and you need to come for whatever reason,